This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Vikings wrapped up their season 9-8 after a 16-3 win over the Packers yesterday. Quarterback J.J. McCarthy threw for 182 yards before he left the game because his hand started to get too sore to grip the ball. He says he can't help what people think of it.
Narratives are something completely out of your control. You know, I can't change it no matter what I do. I could go out there and grind through it, and maybe fourth quarter happens, something fluke, and you know, I screw up a lot of my off season. But at the end of the day, you can't deal in those what ifs. You got to feel what you're feeling right now, and from your past experiences, take those lessons and apply it to that situation where you're going to make that choice. And it was one of the hardest choices I've had to make in my life so far, but you know, I feel like it was the best thing for the team at that moment.
Highlights from the game included Justin Jefferson getting 101 receiving yards. That puts him over 1,000 for the year. Extends his streak now to six straight seasons with 1,000-plus. Harrison Smith and C.J. Ham were each honored in what could be their final game with the Vikes. Each received curtain call-type ovations, which Smith enjoyed.
It's special. I don't take it for granted. K.O. was kind of asking me if that's what I wanted, and I was like, I kind of want to keep playing. And then we had talked about maybe getting a victory kneel down. So I took a snap with Michael Jurgens just to see if we had it. So we didn't get that opportunity. I wanted to get a green 18 cadence in. But it was pretty cool.
Both Smith and Ham have not made any final determination about their future. Basketball, the Wolves whipped Washington last night in the nation's capital, 141-115. Anthony Edwards had 35. Head coach Chris Finch says it was a nice 3-1 road trip.
What I really loved about the road trip, the games that we won, locked in basketball on both sides for 48 minutes against, you know, the teams that we needed to take care of.
Minnesota will host Miami tomorrow. The St. Thomas men beat Denver yesterday 92-88, and the Frost lost at Montreal in overtime yesterday 3-2. This is MNN Sports.